You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk turned traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Let's hang out.
Let's hang out.
And let's talk about what lesbians have found.
Let's hang out.
And let's listen to two lesbians shout.
Let's hang out.
Let's hang out.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Let's Hang Out. I'm Ellie Brigida.
And I'm Lee Holmes Foster, and here's what's happening this week.
This Week in the Lesdom.
This Week in the Lesdom is a place where we can touch base each episode about things going on with the podcast or otherwise. We are so excited because we launched our trip to Croatia last week, and seven of you have already signed up for the early bird slot, which means there are three early bird spots left. We are recording this ahead of time, so I think there's going to be three left. Maybe there's none left.
They might already be
gone. They might already be gone. But either way, we have 18 spots total. If you don't make that early bird spot, you can still sign on for the trip at bit.ly/lesdocroatia.
We also want to remind you that in season 6, we have bonus episodes for our Patreon supporters. And our next one is coming out next week on Monday. It's a little Christmas gift for everyone. We are going to be talking about Chasing Amy. I can barely even get it out. So we have some thoughts.
We have a lot of thoughts.
I feel like a lot of people would have similar ones. And if you want to hear them, you just have to join our Patreon at any level. You get access to those episodes. You can do that at bit.ly/lespatreon.
We also have a very exciting episode coming up. Our live Should Have Been Gay for our 100th episode. We're going to be recording that live for all of you, so you can log on to Zoom on January 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5 p.m. Pacific. And we have a very special guest who's going to be coming on to talk to us.
It's our fave,
Devin Hales. Devin Hales from Teenage Bounty Hunters. We love her so much. We're going to have one more guest that we will announce soon. But for now, definitely Devin will be there, and you do not want to miss it.
I feel like this is our should have been, or like our 100th should have been gay gift to ourselves.
Oh, yeah. I'm just like, okay, so who do I want to talk to again? Please get Devin.
It's always Devin. It's the always answer Devin. Is we want to hang out with Devin.
Please. Let's do it.
Can't so wait. It's a gift to us and all of you, and you don't want to miss it. In the Greater Les universe, listen, I should have brought like a lighter with me. We could just do like, a little click, click. Sad lighter
pour
tribute.
Pour one out for the homies.
Yeah, so Warrior Nun was canceled. It's been a week of, just again the deep disappointment and sadness and anger that I think all queer people just this year, what the fuck?
Yep.
What the fuck?
Hitting us hard with those cancellations.
It's been rough. Like, what has survived, honestly? Not a whole lot. Yellow Jackets, I guess.
Yellow Jackets. The L Word. Generation
the L Word.
that nobody cares about anymore.
Yeah, we've lost a lot this year. I feel like this is just like, what a shit way to close out the year with that news. So listen,
we're here
as
for you
of
all.
Now, we are still crossing our fingers for a League of Their Own, but like, boy.
Don't even put that in the universe.
Okay.
Yes.
Great.
Also, in the greater Les universe, Netflix is adapting The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo, which...
Yeah. Speaking of Netflix...
Yeah. Is gay, Lee?
It's gay, and I don't know very much about the adaptation so far. I know the book is gay. I know that people are, like, excited and also terrified about this news from Netflix, like, especially, like, hot on the heels of them canceling yet another sapphic show. So... Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to expect. I feel like my patience and trust in Netflix is wearing pretty thin these days.
Which makes sense. They don't have a great track record. Also, Rebel Wilson said that one of her on-screen lesbian kisses changed her life. So I just thought that, like, she basically was like, I acted and had a gay kiss and then was like, wait, I sort of like this. And now... she's with a woman. So, you know,
I feel like until you wrote that down, like, my brain had consciously just, like, completely forgotten that Rebel Wilson came out.
Yes. Well, because that also Rebel Wilson's coming out was rough. Remember, yeah. She was basically forced out of the closet.
Yeah, she was. Yeah. And then I promptly forgot about it. So listen, it's happy for you, Rebel. Glad. Did she say which one? What kiss was it?
So it's in her newest movie, The Almond and the Seahorse, where she had to kiss Charlotte Gainsbourg. And she said she'd never kissed a woman before. And then after kissing...
I bet she thought about it.
Yeah. After kissing a woman in a movie, she was like, maybe I should do that in my own personal life. And then she did and it went well, she said.
Amazing.
Hilarious.
Amazing. Great news. Happy for you, Rebel Wilson. Well, that's what's happening this week. Back to you, Ellie and Lee.
Thanks, Ellie and Lee, and welcome to our 96th installment of Should've Been Gay.
It was fun, it was great, but it should've been a little more gay.
And in this week's episode, Doe is queer. It's really queer. Gay. This movie's really gay. Me, I'm also very gay.
I don't know how long this is going to go.
I'm going to do the whole song.
Our girls in white dresses with blue satin sashes, one of your favorite yeah. things, Lee?
let's talk about it. So anyways, we are super excited to be here tonight. Good Lord. And we are even more excited to have a special guest with us. We are joined by Kristen Key, who is a comedian who has been featured on NBC's Last Comic Standing, Bring the Funny, and was also the first openly gay comedian to have a dry bar comedy special,
yeah.
And who also hosts the Kristen Knows Blank podcast.
True.
Kristen, thanks for being here.
Hi. Oh my God, I'm so excited. This is very, and that song, that's, I want a copy of that. I would like the lyrics. I would like you to send them to me immediately.
We'll make a full record. Yes. We'll drop the single.
You know, I'm
to
a
be
big
fair,
fan of,
we would.
Oh, please do. Yeah, I'm a big fan of musical comedy, if you don't know me at all.
Well, you know what's funny? This is like such a fun tangent to go on a whole 10 seconds into the episode, but so Ellie and I have a recurring segment on the show where we talk about like movies that are actually gay as opposed to all the should have been gays that we do. And we now write original songs and produce and record original songs based on them. We also wrote a musical last year. And I would just like to say that all of that happened from one episode in our first season of the show. We did an episode on Carol, and we released it right around Christmas. And so as Ellie's like silly podcast Christmas present, I wrote her a spoof version of My Favorite Things, right? For
yep.
Carol. And we like wrote this silly spoof and we like recorded it and put it out as part of the podcast episode. And then starting from there, she was like, you should actually write songs for these movies. And I was like, I don't write music, Ellie. And she was like, but you could.
And now you do.
And now I do. And so
and
I feel
now,
like this
35
is
songs later.
Full circle, right?
Oh yeah.
To totally come back awesome. To The Sound of Music now.
Oh, which I'm so
it's
glad
how
we
exciting.
Are. This is a great movie. All right. Without making it gay. This is just a great movie. Like, and did you guys both watch it for this episode?
Oh, yes.
You're welcome.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
It's two hours and 55 minutes of just perfection.
We were talking earlier. It is quite long, but worth every minute.
You know, I rewatched it day before yesterday. I turned it on in the kitchen while I was doing some baking, as I do. And I eventually just sat there, and my wife came downstairs, and I was just bawling. And it's like early in the movie. She was like, what is wrong with you? I was like, this movie is just perfect. It is just sheer perfection. Every scene, it holds up. I remember seeing it as a child several times throughout. I have a framed like original Sound of Music poster in my office. I just forgot. I hadn't seen it in a few years. And so I rewatched it. I was like, what a great film. Great film.
Julie Andrews, just like gem.
My heart just beats.
I mean, she's incredible. The thing is, I don't know why I always do this where like you pitched this idea. This was not one that we had on our list. I'll be honest. Like we still have a running list of like.
I did not look at your list when you were like, we have a list. I was like, mm-hmm. Here's some ideas.
No, that's great. But we love it. Like, honestly, that's so much better for people to pitch stuff that they're like, I desperately want to talk to you about this. What's funny is just that like, you know, listen, we're 96 things into this. Like we have done a lot of people's lists. And it was wild to get one that A, like wasn't even on our list. And I don't know why I always do this where it's like you pitched it and I was like, that's not even on our list. Like, fascinating. And I was like, I wonder what we're even going to talk about. I hadn't seen this movie in a very long time, right? And so you kind of exist with like the narrative of it that you've created in your head since I watched it, you know, probably as a kid. I don't know when the last time I saw this movie was. I don't know why I always, like, why do I ever doubt it? That these are always the ones where I'm like, oh my God, are we all prepared? I could be here for the next 4 hours tonight talking about how
I feel like it's like for every minute of the movie, for every minute of the movie, we have to talk for 2 minutes about how gay it is.
Yes.
So this will be a 6-hour episode.
What's 2 hours and 55 minutes?
Yeah,
too
many hours.
You didn't make any plans for tonight or tomorrow, right?
Yeah, right. We're staying here all night.
We've got it all night. Amazing. Ellie timed the tea all wrong.
I know. I'm going to fall asleep while we're recording this podcast. I cannot wait.
I'm like, honey, put the tea on. We're talking Sound of Music. There's an intermission, for Christ's sake. Halfway through.
Yeah.
And I was telling my wife, I was like, get ready. This is where they used to tell us to change the tapes when we had a VCR. And she's like, what do you think it'll do now? I'm like, it's got to do some kind of break. It's like, intermission. I'm like, what kind of film these days has an intermission?
It is two VHS tapes long.
Yeah.
Two. But
I mean, to be fair, the first VHS tape, I think, it's kind of like Moulin Rouge. If you cut it off at a certain point, great film. If you watch both parts, you're like, that was sad.
Yeah.
Big fan of tape one. Tape two, it's hard to get through for me.
Tape two is tough.
It's tough. All right. It's tough.
It's the first half of Into the Woods versus the second half. Yeah. Okay.
Well, and in our should have been gay like narrative, that's what I would do with the movie as well. I do think it should have been shortened to just tape one, and we're going to make it gay, and I'm going to change the story quite a bit.
Amazing.
I love it.
Yeah.
Well, so should we jump into this?
Let's go. I'm ready.
We are, for anyone who hasn't caught on and or looked at the episode title, I don't know. We're talking about The Sound of Music, okay? Mm. The IMDb
I get excited
synopsis.
Every time you say it. I'm so sorry. I'm just taking it in again. Say it again.
The Sound of Music. Okay. We'll just say it in different voices and see which one like really gets you the most, okay?
The Sound of Music.
We'll do like the Baroness Strider, like the Sound of Music.
Oh, okay.
I love the Baroness. There's something about her.
You would love the Baroness, Ellie.
Something about we'll talk about it. I was really feeling bad for the Baroness.
Someone's into blondes. Anyways, the IMDb
synopsis.
You're not
going to feel bad for her.
This movie is as follows. A young novitiate is sent by her convent in 1930s Austria to become a governess to the 7 children of a widowed naval officer.
Okay, yep.
Okay.
I'm always
a big fan of the single sentence synopses because they just leave so much to be desired for us every time.
What are you going to do? It's hard, you know, it's hard to get 3 hours into one sentence. So that's why we're here, to really dive in.
Yeah.
Do you have
an improvement, Kristen? Do you have a gay synopsis that you would give us?
Somewhat.
Okay.
Okay. A lesbian nun, but only in habit, is sent to care for seven children. The stress of caring for seven children leads her to experiment with music and lesbianism.
Mm. Incredible.
That Incredible. Is good.
I don't know. Maybe that yeah, is good. It could
no,
use some work.
Good. That is good. I
like
think it's
it.
Great.
I love it.
What about you, Ellie? Do you have a
mine
a gay
starts
synopsis?
Very similarly. A lesbian nun becomes becomes a governess, lives a version of heteronormativity, gets terrified when she finds out a man is in love with her, and runs back to all of the women that she
so
loves
true.
At the convent.
So
and
true.
That's the end of the story.
That's yeah. the whole movie right there.
That's why yeah. I agree with you. No second tape. When she's in her dressing room, in her room, changing with the governess, like some shit goes down. She makes out. This is too much. I'll get to it. But like makes out with the baroness. And she's like, oh, my God, I'm so gay. This man's in love with me. I'm terrified. I have to leave. I can't tell anyone. I gotta go and just like pledge myself to God. Because I'm too gay for this. And like, that's it.
I agree with your, like, I wouldn't change certain parts of it. Like the fact that she lives with all these women who are obsessed with her.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's got, and she looks gay. Like even as a child, I was like, I love Maria because she's like, and they even describe her in a different synopsis I read online as a tomboy. She's a tomboy mm-hmm. nun living with all these women that are singing about her. Oh, how do you solve a problem? Like you're all of you are obsessed with her.
My
entire
third,
song yeah. is so,
my third.
We need
note.
To talk about the lyrics of that whole yeah. song after. But yes, Lee, what's
my,
your
my
gay synopsis?
Third note. Oh, I'll give my gay synopsis. I just want to say my third note when I started rewatching this movie is like already a gaggle of women singing about Maria. Like mm-hmm. so true. Okay,
Sister
my
Margaretta,
gay synopsis,
like in love.
Okay. My gay synopsis, I think, is important because my gay synopsis features something that we haven't talked about yet, or at least we haven't gotten to in either of the other synopses. So my gay synopsis is two 1930s gays follow every rainbow to find their dreams and beard up to escape the Nazis, which honestly, valid. That's
Wait,
it.
So are you talking about Liesel?
No, I'm talking about
like, who's
the
other beard? Oh, you think the captain is also gay?
I'm sorry, what movie did you watch?
Interesting.
He's the gayest. He's the gayest thing I've ever seen.
I saw Uncle Max. I was like, that is a gay
yeah,
I've ever seen.
Yeah. One. Who's Uncle Max? That's what I want to know. Who's this random man who just shows up and like is so super close to your dad? Okay. Anyways, yes, two gays
yeah,
beard
yeah,
up
yep.
together to be like, screw you Nazis, peace out, bye. Yeah,
wow.
That's it.
You just blew Perfect. My mind. You second layered this movie for me because I was like, oh, I've got this. I've got this down. I've got my gay person. I've got her lover. And that's it. And then now you've second layered it. I'm like, you've made a gay movie gayer.
Maybe,
that makes way more
this
sense.
Maybe this is why I was so happy watching this movie because I expected, I was like, Sound of Music, fascinating. What? I wonder what we're going to talk about. It's going to have to be like Maria, the page boy haircut. Great, I'm in. And then I started watching the movie and I was like, I'm sorry, who is this gay as fuck, fabulous? Like, he's sassy. He's got a twinkle in his eye.
Smirks.
His
dance
smirked.
Moves.
He's like, oh, I don't know, man. Like, is that the dress you're
yes,
really going
to
wear tonight? Like, dude, I was like, I had no conscious memory of Christopher Plummer
he
being
does care so,
so
much about outfits
gay. Yes
he bought her fabric to make prettier
yes.
dresses and really he, got offended about
and it
the
was also
clothes.
So fast when he got the fabric like he clearly like that's like
the
something
day
that...
she moved in he already had like yeah girl
wow.
wear these. Girl these are pretty
it's,
those are ugly
it's a lot yeah, and I have so
dress
many
I've
notes
ever seen
I have so many notes on a man who is just like, oh no, I have this pile of children and like, I don't know what to do. I guess I have to like get married again.
Pile of children.
Oh no, what do I do? I guess I'll have to bring my next wife home along with my very close personal man friend. Like what? What's happening?
I did notice when Georg gets around Max, he's like, Max, like he gets like this. I'm
don't
gay.
Say that when
wait,
I see in my mouth.
You brushed it out. You're burying the lead on that one. His name is Georg. His name, let me say it again, is Georg. I mean,
fair point. That's
right
a fair
there.
Point. I don't know how
that's
we missed
it.
That one. I missed
End
that
of
one.
Discussion.
It's right there.
End of discussion.
Yeah. Okay, he's got a gay name. He's got gay name. She's got gay face. This movie's getting gay.
It's so gay.
Yeah.
All right, so let's talk before we really dive into the gay of this film. What was your experience with the movie? So, Kristen, this was your suggestion. Like, this is a longtime favorite of yours. Talk about your experience with Sound of Music.
This is in my top three of all-time favorite movies. I remember the first time I watched it as a child. I grew up super Jesus-y. My dad's an evangelical minister. And so I really related to, like, the God stuff in it because I grew up with that. But also in that this lady's different than all the other ladies. And I felt different as a child. The B-roll of Austria, the way that it starts with this beautiful helicopter shot and lands on Maria. And I love Julie Andrews as an actress, but especially in this role because of her, like, innocence and, like, her virginness that you just want someone to take from her. But also that she, you know, she starts out, she's different. She's not able to be the good Christian girl that they want her to be, which I could very much relate to that. And she goes off still trying to cling so desperately to the identity that she knew, and finds out that that's not who she is, you know. And along the way, she's like a rebel. She's a rule breaker. She tells Von Trapp immediately, whistles are not for me. Whistles are for dogs maybe, but not for me, and especially not for children, you know. So it's like day one, she like lays down the law, even though she's supposed to be this like pious nun. The music, I'm a big music fan, so I feel like every song, except for maybe Climb Every Mountain, I'm not going to lie, I fast forward that one, because she just like, if I were Maria.
Is it just the vibrato in her voice? Like, that was today when I was watching it, I was like, this woman has a heavy vibrato.
Yeah. It's intense. It's intense. And it's just like, I feel like all the other songs are like such a good like metaphor for what's going on. And this one, you're just like, bitch, you're reaching. You just want to show off how high you can sing. You can sing as high as a mountain. We get it. That is the metaphor. It's that you can sing as high as a mountain. But I feel like Maria had to sit through it like we all did. But every other song, tough. Sheer perfection. I know. And then I always felt like when I was a kid, like, does her collar help her sing higher? Because she has that that nun collar. Anyway, so that was my experience with the movies. Like, as a little lesbian child, I saw a lady that I had a crush on. And I had a crush on her because she is still to this day one of my types. I like an innocent, like, I like vanilla. I like kindness and sweetness and people that try to be good people. That's a turn on for me. I guess I'm just finding out. And and so that's, and also just like the older I got when I rewatched, realizing like through history how much this meant with like the Nazis taking away everything that made Austria Austrian, how much that meant to the Captain Von Trapp. Like, the more I watch it, like, I cry for different reasons now. I'm like, it's this, the movie shows a lot about like the decadence in the upper echelon in Salzburg, and how the people are just like, oh, we don't care much for politics. It's like, you have to care. Like, it's like, oh, he was so passionate, you know? And like, especially today, as we're watching like our country get so politicized and perhaps losing democracy as we remember it, you know, watching him cling so desperately to the things that made Austria, like, the song Edelweiss and the flower being presented to the Baroness, you know, using that as their national flower. Anyway, I could probably talk this entire show about why I love Sound of Music, and I'm about to cry. So, great movie.
Okay, so quick, we'll cut to Ellie. Ellie, tell us about your experience. Okay. While, you know, Kristen dabs some tears. We'll give you.
I mean, I have very. I have very similar experiences with Sound of Music, in that
you're also into nuns.
Yes, love it.
Yeah. Okay. Got it.
Yeah.
For me, the Baroness like did it for me. Sorry, I don't know why, but I really empathized with her this time around. I don't know. I was like, she's not real. I didn't see her as a villain. I was like, this woman just like is in love with this man, and he's in love with someone else, and that's rough.
Oh,
that's
she's rough. So not a villain. Please, yeah. Even that whole
when
scene,
I was,
we were like,
when I was younger, like, I feel like I was fucking... like, oh, the Baroness sucks or whatever. Oh, you know what I mean? When you're like, oh, like she's in the way of Maria and the captain. But then I was like, damn, this is actually like, this is actually very good acting from every person in this movie as well. Besides, I mean, maybe some of the kids, but they're kids. Who cares? Like,
I'm sorry. Are you going to brush Gretel aside like that?
Gretel, incredible.
She hurt her finger.
Incredible actress.
Ellie. Got caught in Friedrich's teeth.
Incredible.
Yeah.
She was
great.
As a singer, love all the music. Mm. I agree. When like Edelweiss particularly is like, just like all the songs are so satisfying melodically, like they're just so beautiful. You're gonna hate me for saying this, Lee, but
oh no,
do you know what role I played in The Sound of Music?
God, I don't even know what age range I'm aiming for here. So
it was like the Baroness.
Oh wait, I'm getting it. No, no, you played Maria. Come on.
Yes, of course.
Lee. Of course, you played Maria. Why did I even think about it? Why did I even take half a second?
That's why I was struck all of a sudden. That's why I was like, don't. You know, I don't want to. I'm gonna say this again, and Lee's. I was gonna say it, and then you were gonna make an asshole comment. So I figured I'd just say it before you did.
Yeah, yeah. Beat me to the punch.
But I did play Maria when I was like 12 years old, I think. And like the kids were not that much younger than me. Like, so I also just, I don't know, just like hilarious. Like, I think my sister was Liesel and she was only a year younger than me. So like, as we can, it was a children's theater. But it's still like one of my favorite shows that I've ever done, just because like it is. The music is so good. The music is so good. And this, when I watched it this time, I was like, damn, this is long. Which I didn't remember as much, but still very good. The second half, I got a little bit more bored, to be honest.
Did you have to sing The Lonely Goat Herd?
Yes.
That's such a rangy song. That is, yes. That is some
Hi,
upper
you,
range
have you never
shit.
Met Ellie? She's incredible.
Oh,
she can do
stop,
anything.
No, I haven't. Yeah.
Stop.
Quick,
hit us
now,
with
though.
A couple bars.
No, I can't. I can't right now. Stop it. No, but I won't. But if you want, you can
oh,
hear
Oh, I just played Maria at 12, NBD, she
yes.
says. Yeah,
yes.
Modestly, sure.
Some of the parts were a little high when I was 12, to be honest, but
they were high for Julie Andrews, and she
yeah,
was 29.
That
like,
shit
she,
was high.
Yeah.
Also, when I was looking at it, you all know that Julie Andrews had nodes, got vocal node surgery, and completely lost her voice. She cannot sing anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that was... When I was watching it, I was crying because Julie Andrews, like knowing that she can't sing anymore and yeah. her voice is just like, holy shit, that yeah. like, that really also hurt me.
Yeah.
I was like reading about it while I was, because like I knew that had happened, but I was reading more about it and I was like, damn, this is, she was like, she went into a depression because it was a yeah. huge part of her identity. I'm like. Can relate.
Now she's the voice of Gru's mom on Despicable Me.
She still has a, you know, she's the voice
and,
in, she's the voice
she's
in Bridgerton.
Queen of Genovia. I mean,
yeah.
come on.
Yeah. She's doing fine, but yeah, like.
She made it work, but I still understand.
Where she talked about losing that and like, because it is, I mean, it was her identity. I don't know how you grieve that, yeah. but I think her daughter helped her by like, she got into writing children's books to find mm-hmm. what she calls like a new voice. So it's like an inspirational story, but still,
yeah.
like you're like, good still for you for being better about it. I'm still depressed. Like,
yeah.
I have not gotten over it yet, Julie.
You're like, where are my children's books? Yeah. Come on.
I know she did sue, which like, good on you, Julie.
Good for you. But yeah, even when you win, you're just like, well, I still can't fucking sing. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. A little empty victory.
Yeah.
Insane. But yes, love the film. The second time around, saw lots of good gay in it, and I'm excited to dive in. Lee, what's your experience?
Great question. I could not even tell you. Like, I know I'd seen it. I mean, I'd for sure seen it, but I don't even know how old I was when the last time I would have watched this was. It had been a really long time, and so I was having fun with just like, wow, like there are a bunch of songs in this that I was like, I don't even remember this. Like, you know, if they're not kind of like the top tracks, I was like, man, I could not have sung a line of this for you. Like,
which,
didn't remember that
which
this
song
existed.
To me, I'm like, I literally, I've watched this movie back
so,
to front.
Yeah,
like,
see, I have
over
not.
And over
so
and over and
the
over and over.
The song when she's like the confidence one when she's going to the house.
Oh, I love
didn't
that one.
That
wait,
one.
The other day. Wait, actually, this is a visual gag, but hold on. Once
we love a visual gag. Love a visual gag on the podcast. Is it because you have a hat? I'm really hoping she's gonna
I'm wondering
back.
If she's gonna carry a guitar case and a bag.
The hat. I want the hat with it. That's what I need. I'm excited.
There it is!
There it is!
With the guitar. I want to go as that for Halloween.
But I got this hard guitar case the other day, and I can't hear you because I don't have my headphones on. I was walking in the streets dancing and singing I Have Confidence because this hard guitar case made me think about it so much. Like,
amazing.
I love that song. That's all.
Yeah, when we watched that, I told my wife, I was like, I want to get the hat. I want to get the tweed dress. And yeah. I don't ever wear dresses, but I'm going to put the dress on. I'm going to get the guitar case in a bag. And I'm going to be Maria from that scene in Halloween this year.
Yeah. Incredible. Okay, listen, I didn't remember that song. I didn't remember the one that she and the captain sing at the end. Had nothing. So yeah, there were definitely a couple.
Which one that her and the captain sang at the end?
Must have been Something Good. Is that what it's called?
Yeah,
something
that one.
Something Good. Yeah. Must have had a wicked childhood.
Yeah, right? I know. Right,
didn't
so
remember
much,
that one,
yeah.
But that is going to feature prominently again in my These Two Are Bearding Up. Anyways, so I didn't remember that, but I think I still did better because I watched this with my wife. My wife not only hasn't seen a lot of movies, she does think she probably saw this once as a kid as well, but also she just doesn't remember anything. Like, you can watch a movie with Kelsey and then watch it again like a year later and she will remember not a single thing that happened.
We're married
in
to
it.
The same woman. Yeah, yeah.
And and so I was laughing because, you know, we watched this over two nights. Like, we had to like split it up because we do not have 3 hours after our kids go to bed that we are still awake and conscious. So we like split it up and we watched the first half and we were talking about it the next night. And I was like, yeah, you know, it's funny. Like, the girls could probably watch most of this, like, because especially in the first half, like you were saying, like, there's not that much that's scary. Like, they're still very young. And so there's not a lot of like scary stuff. And then we're getting to like the end of the movie. And like, I at least remembered enough to know like what happens at the end and like what we're building towards. And she was like, what is happening? She was like, are they all about to get shot by Nazis? And I was like, yeah, that's the movie I suggested we watch with our children. It's like, it's just fun for the whole family.
I
they just sing
you
a bunch of songs and then they all get shot by Nazis.
Kids.
Like, that's what happens. The sound
you
of
you don't
music.
Understand as a kid. I watched that movie when I was very, very little. And I was like, I knew what the Nazis were from Bread Doms and Broomsticks. They were the bad guys.
Yeah.
Nazis are
yeah.
just bad guys. That's all I knew. Nazis are the bad guys. They're coming for some reason. I didn't really understand why. But then that's okay because now the big ones will help the little ones over the mountains.
There you go.
Yeah.
Everybody
yeah.
helps everybody.
Yeah.
So I did remember a lot of it. There was a lot that I hadn't seen in a while, though. But I was not prepared for the looking at this again. Through older, wiser, gayer eyes, I wasn't ready.
I'm excited.
It was a little hot for me to watch it and think, what if it was gay? Like, it kind of got like, well, why hasn't anyone made this a movie? But then I was like, because you'd have to have, for me, it has to have Julie Andrews to be the fantasy. I love her so much. Gosh darn much.
And yeah, we all, like, you can't really recreate Julie mm-hmm. Andrews in this movie. It's literally impossible.
No, it has to be her.
She can't do it again.
And yeah. So yeah.
But we can talk about it,
yes.
And we can fantasize.
I'm ready, and I'm
so let's do it.
Let's do okay. it. I'm ready.
So, Kristen, in your retelling, tell us from the beginning where's the gay starting in this?
Okay, so the beginning's roughly the same. She's singing, which is something that she does, but she's also, you probably can't tell this, but I think somehow if we could like put in that she's also having maybe gay thoughts about one of the other nuns, you know.
Mm. On her little gay hike, sure.
Yeah, on her gay hike, she's off and like the birds were singing, they just caught it, and the air was so fragrant, you know, she's just taken by everything. And in the middle of that, maybe like, and sister, what's her name, was just, you know, and so just somehow throw it in, a whiff, you know, a whisper of she has a crush on another nun. No big.
Which nun?
Wait, yeah, can we
the
put
one,
our guesses in?
The one that
I
she
have
makes
a
her laugh.
Yeah, Sister Margareta,
okay.
right?
Yeah. You think Sister Margareta?
Yeah.
I would vote
Sister Margareta's upset. Like, she's like, oh, Maria is so perfect. Oh, you think it's what, Sister Berta? Because she's
the one
you
know
who calls her clown? She protests too much?
Yeah. No, because Sister Berta makes her kiss the floor. And I'm like, what's going on there? Like, I want to know. I'm sorry. She's like, when I see Sister Berta, I've just started kissing the floor in advance now because...
She's like, kiss the ground I walk on, peasant.
Yeah. Like, it's a little... There's a little, like, Dom Sub thing going on between Maria and Sister Berta. That's all I'm saying. Anyways, we're talking about nuns. What am I saying?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Great. All of them were obsessed with her because during the song, each one of them had an opinion, you know? And so I think she had a little crush on the one that she... I mean, to make a girl laugh, if you're making a girl laugh every day, that's got to do something to your little nun heart. And so Reverend Mother's like, hey, enough of this dykiness. you get out of here. And you go and you go be around some children and remember Jesus. And
wait. There's also, I don't know who sings it. I have to go. I'd have to replay
the tape. I'm looking
up
the lyrics right now. But
I know
what you're talking
about. One of them
says, confused.
When I'm around her, I'm confused. I wrote it down.
I'm with you,
yeah.
I'm confused. Yeah. I'm bewildered. I'm confused.
Yeah. Like, I don't know exactly where I am. Like, what is happening?
Why are you so confused?
Like, I want to touch her boobs.
Yeah. Entire song though literally is just like all these nuns being like Maria's and like makes us feel freaky.
One of them's like, she's a devil. One's like, she's an angel. I'm like, okay, that's the one. She's
oh my god.
Well, listen, and they're all singing about how confused they are about this little moonbeam that they can't catch in their hand and how much she makes them laugh. And then Maria runs in like the gayest entrance that I've ever seen. And she's just like, she's like, run, 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 run. Oh, no. Like, they all know there's a bunch. She runs in with this look of, she's like, oh, my God, all my side pieces just found out about each other. Right. Like,
I love that retelling of this song because it literally is just like all of them being like, wait, are we all dating Maria?
Is The Sound of Music the original John Tucker Must Die?
That's
what we're asking here.
She's just dating nuns in different cliques. Yeah. And she was like, fuck.
But how much sense does that make, too, when the Reverend Mother talks to her and she's like, Maria, why did you join our abbey? And Maria's like, I don't know. There were just a bunch of women like singing and shit.
She literally is like, I was hanging out in a tree and I saw you guys and I was like staring at all of you. And I was like, I want to be.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch. And organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
Do you like science fiction? I'm Carrie Bechet, and if you loved movies like Arrival or Interstellar, then you're going to want to check out my podcast, Hypothetical. On Hypothetical, we tell speculative sci-fi stories interwoven with real science. New episodes every Tuesday, available wherever you get podcasts.
Be a part of that.
She had a thing for nuns,
like,
and so
she's
so
gay.
She's like a bunch
nuns.
Of women in a cage, basically, like called to me for some reason unknown. I think it was God. And you're like, yeah, it was probably God, Maria. Why don't you like brush your Justin Bieber bangs under your wimples some more and like get in that abbey? Yeah.
Yeah.
This is the best podcast I've ever fucking been on. I mean, I'm just having the time of my life over here. And I'm going to watch the movie again tomorrow with these goggles on.
Yes.
And be like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Listen.
Yeah.
Watch Georg a little closer the second time through. That's all I'm saying.
The
okay. We're going to get to Georg. I'm still on Georg. Maria. But no, she's just everything about the Abbey scene. Very gay. Very, very gay.
I don't know that they did anything. I think it's like me at summer camp when I was super gay at church camp. And where it's just like there was just so much flirting and microaggression. Or not microaggression, micro jealousies and flirting. It was like every lesbian movie that I love that my wife hates because they're so slow and there's just like some hand touching and side glances.
Oh, yeah.
Lots of that happened in the Abbey.
Sister mm-hmm. Maria touching pinkies with some nuns yeah. in the Abbey. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Singing
well, she's
next
not
to
a sister
other?
Yet.
No.
Right? But she's a novitiate.
They... Okay. Do they not call her Sister Maria?
I don't
Maria?
Think,
no?
do they?
I don't think so. She's not a full... She's not a
Yeah, because she
nun.
Didn't take her vows
I guess,
yet.
Yeah, they must yeah. not. Maybe it's just because they're all the rest of them were sisters. I'm projecting.
Yes, yes. What do they call her?
Maria.
Just Maria.
Yeah.
Just Maria. No, but all of those nuns, like Sister Berta is like the really like has a stick up her butt one, right?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
that is
a clown.
That is a repressed lesbian if I have ever seen one.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
She's yeah. looking at Maria and she's like so upset that Maria is getting to do everything she ever wanted to do. You know that like where she's like, oh, she's so free and she doesn't care about what anyone thinks. And like we have to like it's a lot of like she's talking about herself.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. yeah. Where she's like, I wanted to sing and I wanted to be with women, but I had to be a good nun.
Right.
There's
now
a lot
kiss
of resentment.
The floor, Maria.
Yeah.
yeah
there's
okay,
a lot of
sure.
resentment there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not going to watch A League of Their Own. It's too big.
Sister Berta would hate A League of Their Own, but she would secretly be watching it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah. this is awful. I'm going to have to watch it again to find out why I hate it so much.
Yeah. Sister Berta would for sure be sitting there being like, I can't believe that they are having sex in a convent for the first time under Jesus. Why am I sweating? Under where Jesus is watching? What's
he's,
happening?
He's what said under
what
Jesus.
Am I feeling?
Yep. Yeah. All the nuns. What do we Ugh. Think about the mother? The mother. I'm like, what is her name?
Reverend Mother. Yeah.
Reverend Mother sees a little gaymo and is like, please go out in the world, right? Like, don't be
You think
here.
She's like,
you're gonna
honey,
turn all my nuns gay.
She's like, honey, you're gay and you cannot be
yes.
here.
Yes. Yes.
Maybe. Yeah. Or like, I got a fix. I'll send you to man needs woman, woman needs man. This should work. You know, we'll just scissor you two together. Not the great analogy, but let's just throw you in. Let's just start saying that. We're going to scissor you two together, mm-hmm. and then maybe you'll make an eighth baby for the captain.
Can we make that catch on as a thing?
Yeah.
And more importantly, can we teach the straights to do it the way they call everyone their girlfriend? Can we have them doing the hand motion for scissor you two together?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like it's a normal thing. Okay, great.
Yeah. Yeah. Just trying to think of how to put that in a sentence. Be like, yeah.
Yeah. How do you work that in?
The movie's at 8 tomorrow, so we'll just scissor together around dinner time? Mm-hmm. Is that...
Yeah. That works. You used it in a sentence correctly.
There we go. Okay. Thank
10
you.
Points.
Oh, God.
Okay, so we know the nuns are gay as hell because also just like, I don't know. I went to Catholic school. Every single one of those nuns had the same gay ass haircut. Like they all have the short haircut and the whole point of a nun, just like basic, right, is to never get married.
They're right? married to Jesus, yeah.
They're married to Jesus, right? Who, like, they don't have to physically ever be with a man, right?
Right.
So, like, is that not the most appealing job for a lesbian?
I mean, I've got in a the thing 1930s? For repressed Christians anyway. I don't know what, but there's something about repressed Christians that aren't allowed to have sex is like, yeah, yeah, let's write some porns about that. That's why are there more, like,
I think there's
repressed
more,
Christian
more things to explore there. I also have a thing for nuns and that we need to discuss that as well. So like we're getting some things out in
yeah.
this therapy session right now that
but
need to be worked through.
Mm-hmm. I'm so serious though, because she really does have, she's got the original, like the OG Justin Bieber bangs, right? Like
so
take
honestly
take,
Kristen has
take
much
the
same
traveling
haircut.
It's
take
similar,
the traveling yeah.
yeah
you gotta brush it forward, you gotta brush
yeah,
it forward
you just
a little
gotta,
bit there you
yeah.
go
yep.
take
Julie
the traveling
with
hat
us right
off
now.
Take the wimple off, replace it with a snapback, and what do you have? A lesbian. Like, that is a gay that is a gay haircut. I don't make the rules here. I'm just reporting the facts, okay? Where's your breaking news background? I'm just reporting
the
these facts.
These are the
That's
facts.
All.
This
yeah.
just did. This will take way too long. Since you asked for it.
For a joke
news.
That nobody can see anyways.
This just happened. Maria
Justin.
Is a lesbian. Further bulletins okay. as events warrant.
The Anschluss marches on Germany and Maria has gay bangs. The news at 10.
The most important things to happen in Austria this week. Incredible. Okay, so nuns, gay, for sure.
Here's another thing that I noticed was gay about Maria. So she's told, you're going to a house with 8 people in it. So she immediately grabs her guitar. That's a gay lady thing to do. It's like, oh, there's going to be 8 people at the house?
Oh, yeah.
I should bring the guitar.
She's like, we could do some harmonies. Yeah.
Play a little She's Indigo like, Girls, get some closer to find. They're going to love it. Love it.
That is hilarious. I'm dying at that, actually, because I am Maria. Let's be real. Literally, I was on a vacation with my friends. There was like 14 of us. And my girlfriend plays the bass, also very gay. So she brought her bass. I brought my guitar. And we were like, yeah, like, let's just jam. Like, let's just jam with everyone, with all the gays.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it sounds.
That's what lesbians do. We provide the acoustic good time that people didn't know they wanted.
Mm-hmm. That they still don't want, but we will give it to them anyways.
They want it. They just don't. They think they don't. But I was at Thanksgiving. We had a Friendsgiving. And my friend Dave came out and he goes, Kristen, will you tune this guitar? And 3 hours later, we're playing Closer to Fine for the 4th time. I mean,
what are you going to do?
Yeah, keep rocking.
You pretty much asked for it.
I also just, because I feel like we're about to transition into her being at the house, and I have one last comment, which is when she's having that whole conversation with the Reverend Mother, whose hand she loves kissing, by the way, when she's having that conversation.
For those of you who cannot see, Kristen is licking the air.
Gotta wet my lips to kiss grandma's hand.
So when she's having that conversation with the Reverend Mother, and the Reverend Mother's like, please get your little gay ass out of the abbey, please, she has this quote that I just happened to write down, where she says, it could be so exciting to be out in the world, to be free. So all I'm saying is she wants to be out, she wants to be free, she wants to be out.
She does such a thing about being free too. Right? Like, she's like, she hates rules. Like, she's like, let's go climb trees, like, hang out at the top of this mountain, like, let's go canoeing. Like,
yeah,
she is not.
Grab some granola, kids. We're going on another hike today to play our guitars.
I made your clothes out of curtains.
She's a little cottage core. It's awesome.
Lee, does your wife not have an entire, like, room dedicated to sewing?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
If a lesbian doesn't have a craft room, or at least a craft closet, well, I question her sexuality.
Mm-hmm. And Maria is crafty as they
She's
come.
She's crafty. Oh, she can probably crochet, you know.
Mm-hmm. She's crafty, but I also really respect what I think, to me, one of the gayest things that Maria says, like, explicitly, besides how exciting to be out, one of the gayest things she says is when she shows up and Georg is making fun of her outfit, and he's like, she's like, we give away all of our worldly clothes, and he's like, what about that one? And she just goes, the poor didn't want this one. And I'm like, that is such a gay mood, honestly, to just be like, here's what I'm wearing. Yeah, whatever. Like, what... It offends your straight sensibilities. You wouldn't understand anyways.
Yeah, she does, like, not give a shit what she looks like.
No,
she walked in wearing cargo shorts and he didn't like it. She's like, the homeless don't like cargo shorts, but I do. You know?
Exactly. Exactly.
She's like, the homeless said this looked too gay. Yeah.
So horrible. What I'm saying is, Maria said, I don't dress for women, I don't dress for men, I'm just dressing for the gays. Okay.
The gayest thing I thought she said was during the lyrics to Favorite Things, when one of her favorite things is girls in white dresses.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I always want to say tied up with string, but that's one of my favorite things. Girls in white dresses with the blue
she
satin sashes.
That?
She has a type. She has a type.
Yeah.
Girls in white dresses with blue satin sashes. She's like schnitzel and food and girls in white dresses with satin sashes that sit on my nose and I let them.
She's sneaking that right by the kids, right? Because there's also, like, it doesn't make any real sense. Like, is there a reason that's in the song?
Oh, I have no clue why she would like girls in
right?
white
like, all
dresses.
Of her other Come things are like, she's like, I like presents and kittens and porridge and girls. And you're like, okay.
Doorbells and sleigh bells and lady parts.
It's so true.
Like, preach it, girl. Me too. Yeah. Woo. Wild geese that land on the wings of it and boobs. Just can't contain it.
She really loves girls.
She has lesbian Tourette's.
Oh, God. I'm literally crying. I can't. I can't do it.
She says that part twice too. Like, some of the other parts she only says once. And that one she keeps repeating.
Oh, she's like, I forget. Did I say girls only? Girls.
No, the white dressed ones. The ones in white dresses. Did we talk about that? I like it when there's blue sashes across the bust.
Oh my God. What else? Like, too. Like, I don't even know what else she talks about.
It's all like regular shit until that. Like things you would put in a stocking. You know?
Oh my God.
Oh, and then the little girl says, pussy willows. And
she's like, pussy
yeah,
willows.
Just girls. Just like girls. Yeah. Uh-huh. Picking up what you're putting down, Gretel.
Oh my God. Oh my Gretel, a little baby gay. Oh. Gretel does have like a little bit of a crush on Maria. Like the she crush does. That like a child has. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where she's like, kiss my boo-boo.
But if the kids, I think Kurt is gay, and I think the one that notices everything, the reader.
Brigitta.
Brigitta and right? Kurt yeah. are probably the gay ones, the rest of them. Straightos, boring, whatever, live your life. But
losers.
Kurt, he's got gay face. Listen, she says listen. Schnitzel. He's like, girl, love schnitzel.
I'm sorry. Liesl is for sure going to come out later. Like, no you question. Think? No question. Liesl, this movie, can we detour? I just have a slight tangent.
I'm going to disagree with you if you want to come back to it.
Okay. I love it because here's my thing. I feel like the gayest like thing that actually happens in this movie is I feel like this is a thing. This movie is very much big on being like, here are the dangers of comp het kids. It's Nazis. Don't date the only kid in your town.
Because he's a Nazi.
Don't do it. And then they have this whole conversation at the end where like Maria's just like, just give it a year or two, Liesl. Like, you don't even know what you like yet. And I'm like, okay, valid Maria, great.
That whole conversation between the two of them was sort of confusing to me because she's like, how do you know? And like, wasn't she acting like Georg is the first man she's ever had feelings for?
Yeah.
Right. So she's acting like that. But then when Liesl says, like, how do you deal with it? She's like, oh, well, in the past when I've had unrequited crushes, here's how I've dealt with it. And you're like, who are you talking about?
There's a hole in that plot is what we're saying.
Who are we talking about? Sister Margareta.
Yeah.
You had an HR work issue with sexual harassment and you married him. I mean, let's just call it what it is.
Seriously. So inappropriate.
Here's the reason I disagree about Liesl. I've kissed boys before. I did.
Surprise.
I kissed a few. Even slept with a few. Wild. Never once said, wee! First time I kissed a girl, I was like, yeah! Wee! So I feel like she might have gotten the feels that I never had for
but,
a boy.
But question though, do we think that wee sounded happy?
What do you mean? Yes.
Really? Yeah, I think that was like the most off-putting sound in the whole movie
no,
to me.
That part,
she's sarcastic.
Like there's people throwing up legit Heil Hitlers, and the wee to me was scarier.
The wee is fucking hilarious. When I would watch this movie over and over and over and over and over, me and my sister would always fucking do that, like as a joke to each other.
Liesl was the butt of all of our jokes. Because
like
the wee,
like,
and
what are you doing?
When she did that call and repeat with Dad on Edelweiss, and she would come in real nasally, like Edelweiss, Edelweiss. Like, are you drunk? That's not.
She's just like a troll under the bridge.
Edelweiss,
I'm still here. No, I see what you're saying, Kristen, about like the feelings that she had clearly with that boy were heterosexual.
Yeah.
Because I agree with you. Like, I probably have said this before on this podcast, but I will talk about it again. I vividly remember when I was in high school, I kissed my boyfriend, came into my house and said, like, talked to my sister and was like, I don't know. Like, I just don't really feel anything like when I kiss him, and like I feel like maybe I should. And to me, I was like, oh, he's not the right boy for me, quote unquote, which like obviously no. But my sister was like, well, maybe you're feeling like what everyone feels and you just think you're supposed to be feeling more than you are. And I was like, oh, yeah, you're right.
That's it. I just don't know what feelings are.
I just don't understand feelings.
I'm broken.
This lack of anything is probably the feelings I should have.
Yeah.
Sure.
And then, of course, like kissed a girl and was like, went fucking crazy. Was like, what is happening? Was
the
like,
hills are alive.
Yeah.
It's such a difference mm-hmm. when you kiss the right gender.
Okay. Yep. But wait, counter to your counterpoint, though, Kristen. Counter to your counterpoint. We meet Liesl. She yells we in what I find to be a really distressing way after leaving her, and then proceeds to wander around getting soaking wet and climbing in Maria's window.
Oh, that's a really good point. Oh my god, I was out
and
this boy.
She's
you
like,
have a wet t-shirt contest?
Yeah, and I know girls and, in wet and explains
girls in wet dresses.
girls explains that she literally had to like haul her ass up to like a second or third story window to do this. Just normal straight girl stuff. That's all.
That's a really good point.
That's all I'm saying. Valid.
I've been in this wet, heavy dress, and I climbed four lattices just to get up here to be like, sup, new governess.
A little bit.
Also, like, you know, we.
She's like,
I better go
change in your bathroom. Let's, yeah.
We have
she
not talked
there a long
about.
Time.
She was in there mm-hmm. a long time. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We have not talked about loving Annabelle on this podcast for very many reasons. But like, Liesl and Maria could give me loving Annabelle vibes.
Mm-hmm.
I tried not to go there.
I do.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't.
Because
yeah,
like,
yeah.
I don't want
to go there, but I
mean,
could
she's
see
a,
it.
Oh, she's only
17.
16 going on 17.
Okay, 16 going on 17. You're right.
And
she's not of age.
Maria was not supposed to, like, I know she. Julie Andrews was 29, but I always saw Maria as like 22,
mm-hmm.
younger. So they would put them closer together in age. Still, because of the position of authority, I'm going to say ethically, it's probably not great.
It's a no.
It's problematic.
Watch
it in a porn. It's problematic.
But she still could have a crush on her.
Yeah.
And who would? If I were Liesl, I would have a huge boner for Maria.
Mm-hmm. You would also have climbed up the three lattices in a soaking wet dress.
I'd be waiting
to be
in
like,
the bed, be like, ooh, I thought this was my bed. Oops, not very
I party. Also feel like, why did you choose that window
That's
to
what
go
I'm saying.
Into?
That's what I'm oh. saying.
Yeah.
She
point.
Specifically
like she couldn't have gone into any
into
of
her bedroom.
Any of her siblings' rooms?
No, because they didn't have Maria in them. Boy, that is a good point. You know, mm-hmm. and I don't know if she's gay. Sexuality is such a spectrum. And at that age, you're just horny for people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes.
And poor, also, I feel like Liesl and Rolf, what they have no meaningful conversations. No. They
He's
sing.
Hitler Youth.
Like, yeah. they you sing know. A song that, to be fair, I freaking love. And I love when she, like, jumps, when she does the little, like, jumps over. Like, iconic.
Okay.
But besides
I
that,
just feel
like
I have to say
there.
It. But that song is gross. It's gross.
It is a little gross. I feel like it's a lot about ejaculation, but that's only because, like, she's an empty page that he wants to write on. I'm like,
yeah,
oh, he
it's,
just
no,
wants to
all of
semen
it's really gross.
That's
well, he's
gross.
Like, I'm a man, and because
yes.
I'm a man, I'm going to take care of you. I
well,
just like the melody
and it's
of it,
also
right?
like,
I'm not
I'm a man.
Song. I love
it's
it.
It's not
nice
even
song.
Just, I'm a man, and I'm going to take care of you. It's very explicitly, like, I'm a man, and you're a dumb fucking waste of life woman. Like, you're so stupid, you can't do anything. Like, everything in the song is like that. And I'm like, why?
Feel
why are we singing
little
this?
Girl,
like,
stupid
yes.
bitch.
Yes. Wrong. And then she sits there and she's like, you're right. I'm fucking naive and dumb. And I'm like, what is happening? I hate it. I'm
you're
not into
so
it.
So right. I'm like, oh my God. Like, I feel like I'm just like, I love it. And I'm like,
I love
wait,
it.
You're so
no,
right.
No, like, if you actually yeah. listen to the words, though, like, the song is great. The words are terrible. It's
oh,
real bad.
Get another troll when she the call and repeat. To ride on.
Oh my God. Also, what was I going to say? It's also like talks basically how like every man in the world is going to want to fuck her. Right?
Yeah.
He's like, you're turning 17, so like every man is going to want to sleep with you. So like
he
better,
is a Nazi,
better,
though.
And better hook up.
Like, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's real bad. It's real bad.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, anyways, we can get back to Maria. This has been my Liesl.
That's our Liesl detour. That's our Liesl detour.
She meets the captain. The kids play some jokes on her. She bonds with them. I don't even know that I would change that part in making it gayer. I like that she bonds with the kids because it shows lesbians are always a good time. And usually we're really great with kids.
Mm-hmm.
Super fun to relate to. My next part where it got gayer would have been where she meets the Baroness. When the Baroness and Captain show back up, Maria meets her, and they didn't have to fall in the water, but she'd like to be soaking wet for this scene. I appreciated that as a viewer. Mm-hmm.
She's taking a page out of Liesl's book. Who can blame her?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, it's a pretty girl. I should get wet. And there's this line.
She's so excited to meet the Baroness, too.
She did get really excited. Because she didn't seem that happy about the captain the last time they had had an encounter. She was like, I've got to make curtains now, you know. And then she's like, she stands up, she's beside herself.
She's like, oh my God, you must be the Baroness. I didn't even wear my curtains bandana I'd made myself. I'm so sorry.
The bandana. Oh my God. The outfits she makes are so gay. Like, you couldn't have made like straight outfits for these kids. The bandanas. No,
she loves overalls, things mm-hmm. with buckles. Oh,
wait, so
little curtain Birkenstocks. They're so cute.
So cute. Wait, so what's the line you were saying?
Oh, so the kids sing that beautiful Sound of Music song for the Baroness, and the dad comes in and he joins him, and you're like, great moment. The dad starts, you know, becomes a good dad again. It's like, you stop being a piece of shit, Georg. Yeah. And as they're walking out of the room, she's like, is there anything you're not good at? And she's like, well, I don't know if I'll make a very good gun. She goes, well, if you need any help with that, let me know. I'm like, flirt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Maria's like, I don't know if I'm going to be a nun. You smell like cigarettes. And the Baroness is all like, I can help you not be a nun. We can go play nun at my, you know, whatever mm-hmm. castle. She's very, very wealthy. But that was the first, like, I know the Baroness has this snarky, wonderful sense of humor. Like, oh,
yeah,
I should have brought my harmonica. Like, all that shit is great. But it's always kind of flirty.
The, like, a hit at a gay bar. I also feel like her, like, Max is her gay best friend.
Yes.
Like, and she just goes with Max to, like, all, like, she's like, I gotta get back to Vienna. Like, go to all my, like, salons where she probably just invites, like, a million gay men. And then she thought Georg was gay. And then she's like, oh, shit, he's not gay. She invites him to the gay salon. And then she's like, okay, I guess this is the man I have to marry because he's the only not gay man around me.
Listen, when they talk about the party, she legitimately says out loud, I do throw the most gay little parties. Like,
they're actually gay.
And I'm sorry, you cannot convince me that Georg and Max are not an item. Like, they are together. Like, who calls their Uncle Max? They don't actually seem to be related. He's just like, I'm going to bring Uncle Max home. And they were roommates, kids. Yeah, okay. We all know how this works, okay?
I would have assumed that it was his late wife's brother.
I never got that vibe. I really would also get it. Like, they're not related. We call him Uncle Max because we have some weird history. Money. And during the Nazi invasion, he's going to sneak us out somehow. Like, Max has got
This is just my dad's very good friend, Uncle Max. He's a talent scout. He's really into singing groups. He's just
have
very,
a magic show.
He's very flamboyant. He's just kind of like, oh, haha, yeah, you just have to get along with everybody. Heil Hitler, I guess. Sure. And you're like, Max,
also, I know
honey.
That when he's doing the Heil Hitler, he's trying to not do it full.
Yeah.
Just like to not really, you know.
But it comes off.
But
kind
it also
of gay.
Comes off. Yeah. It comes very.
It's kind of twinky gay. When he does it.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he's the fact that he's a talent scout is so gay.
It's gay.
Like, reminds me of, like, you know, like the musical The Producers. Like, he's one of the producers.
Yeah.
He is Nathan Lane.
Everything about him, like his whole personality, his whole little thing about just being like, I just love your money so much. And you're like, okay, sure. Sure, Uncle Max. Like, he's like, I'll miss all the money we would have made together.
He's
no,
honest,
he is.
Like a, yeah.
Mm-hmm. He is. He has very strong. What do they call that? When, like, a gay man has no kids and a lot of money. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I forget what they call it.
Well, I know they're in How I Met Your Mother, they do, like, quawks, right? There's, like, the couple without kids, like, gay couple without kids, G-quawks or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he has very strong, like, my aunt used to live in Provincetown. Like, I have met this man. Do you know what I mean? Like, I have gone and stayed in his, like, little condo that he has above the studio that he works at. Like, that is Max.
Yeah. He's extremely gay.
He's like, I inherited all of this land from my, like, widowed friends, but I've never been married. Yeah. That's Max. Oh, God. He is so gay.
He is so gay. I think now that Max and the Baroness have entered the picture, this is where I would change the story a bit. I would divert from the original because I think the next scene is the puppet show where I think we're... So please. To me, this is where
please
Maria...
tell us about the gay goat herd, please.
Okay, let's make it gay. There's a lonely
that
goat
herd. Herd is a dyke if I've ever seen one. Like, come on. Well, sorry.
Yeah, we could have it because one of those goats looked a lot like the Baroness, if you think about it. And she's got kind of a raspy voice. And so I think Maria is flirting with the Baroness through puppetry.
Which is a very gay thing to do.
You know how we like to impress girls with our guitar playing and puppetry?
Mm-hmm. Puppets, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, mm-hmm. Look what I can do. Love me.
I feel like it literally is like would be a Reddit thread of like lesbian flirting techniques. It's like staring longingly across the room. Like
arts and crafts.
Making clothes for them, playing your acoustic guitar, and...
Puppetry. Obs.
Ventriloquism. What would you call that?
Play for her. I mean, she might
yeah,
as well just
creating your
her.
Own art. Yeah, drawing her like a French girl. Like all of that is lesbian flirting.
It is so lesbian flirting. So she's flirting with the Baroness with her puppets and the children, and that's when the Baroness is like, "Let's have a party," you know. So in my version of the movie. Things would go differently at the party. Maria would be like, oh, I don't remember how to dance this crazy dance with these children. And the captain comes up like, may I cut in? And then the Baroness is like, allow me. Right? And then she like half smokes and tries to do this dance. And then Maria blushes in her arms, is like, fuck, I got to go back to the convent because I just got super gay for the Baroness. And before she goes to a room and the Baroness comes up to a room and is like, Maria. And then... That scene from all the lesbian movies that we like, where it's all built up to this, happens.
Oh, yeah. That changing room scene felt very homoerotic.
Oh,
even in the way that it was already written.
Yeah. Yeah.
You would just have to go like a little bit further.
It covers up a little bit. You don't cover up around another girl, but you do cover up around a girl you got a crush on.
Because
we're all just girls until there's a crush in them.
Yes. I have two things. One of them is a quick aside, just because it happens at the party and I think we need to comment on it. A, because you said you already think Kurt is the gayest of the children, and you're correct.
Yes.
and I think you're right. But because there's this one little conversation that happens at the party when they're talking about, like, I don't remember who it is, like, Brigitte or one of the girls is like, look at all the women, aren't they so pretty? And Kurt goes, I think they look ugly. And then they're like, you're just scared of him. And he says, I quote, he goes, only grown-up men are scared of women. And I'm like, where'd you learn that, Kurt? From your father? Okay, noted. Note on that column of how gay Georg is. But, so, okay. So Kurt is gay, Georg's gay. But I do want to talk about the conversation that the Baroness has with Maria, because I also, very homoerotic undertones the whole time. I also just really love the idea that, like, the crux of this scene is basically the Baroness being like, oh, a man is in love with you. And Maria's like, run!
This scene and her going to the convent, she literally runs without sending any sort of letter. She's like, I'm getting the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Yes. Also, but if we wanted to retell that scene, right? Her whole thing is like, I can tell like the look of love in a man's eye or something, right?
Yeah.
If we just like shift that a little bit and she's like, couldn't you tell? Like,
I'm really good at reading people. That's usually how these things start. I'm really good at reading people.
And she's like, I could see the look in your eye, but she's not talking about how she's looking at Georg. She's talking about how she's been looking at the Baroness.
Yeah. Well, also, I feel like the Baroness having this whole thing about being like, oh, why don't you wear that dress that, like, Georg couldn't take his eyes off you in? And I'm like, what do you want to see her in, the Baroness? Mm. Like, what?
Where's that blue dress you were wearing the other night? She's yeah. been noticing her.
Yes.
You looked ravishing in this, or whatever.
I feel
says.
Like
she did say she looked.
She's been projecting mm-hmm. a little bit onto Georg at this point. She's like, oh, Georg couldn't take his eyes off of you. She's like, put it on again, please, now.
Wear this dress that makes me super jealous. Wear it tighter.
Can you jump in the river with it, please?
So true.
Get it a little wetter.
Also, like, let's talk about, like, her way of sabotaging Maria. The Baroness does not want to marry Georg. If she actually did, I don't think she would be having this. Like, I don't think she would be having this conversation with Maria.
Right.
Like, why wouldn't you be like, oh,
yeah.
you're like, my fiance's in love with you. Like,
you'd
how
say
about
he doesn't
you
even like you and be like, it's mutual.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Why would you say this to a woman who's in love with your fiance? You're like, oh, he loves you too. What
I
are
feel
you
like
doing?
This was her trying to test the waters, and it like backfired spectacularly because Maria was not ready to come out yet, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then when she goes to the convent, she is so upset when she talks to the Reverend Mother. She is like, get me to, I want to say my vows immediately.
Oh, yeah. She's like, keep me around the women, please.
I need to marry
I never
Jesus
want to leave
now.
The women again.
Yeah. Like, that is gay panic.
Yeah.
It is gay panic because she really did. When, like, the Reverend Mother finally asked, like, are you in love with him? I don't know. Like,
yeah.
Oh, you're gay.
And then, well, and listen, like, to her credit, then the Reverend Mother sings that whole song where she's like, follow every rainbow. You have to live the life you were born to live. Reverend Mother, ally. Like, yes, we're here for it. She's got that energy. She's
meanwhile, all Maria hears is, girls in white dresses.
Every song is gayer than the next. Every song. But yeah, also, like, Reverend Mother's like, oh, the life you're supposed to live is with this man. But I really feel like this should have been gay. Like, at this point, Maria should have been like, you know what? I'm staying. Well, actually not. I'm staying here as a nun because she needs to be gay. But to be fair, in the 1930s, she should have been a nun.
Oh, yeah.
Because otherwise, she can't be gay. Right?
Listen,
like,
unless,
I feel like the convent is the safest place for her to be queer. Besides, you're right, the Baroness has a fuck ton of money.
Or marry
oh,
Georg.
Sure. I was going to say
yeah.
beard up. You beard
yeah,
up,
beard
man.
Up. Georg's
you beard
gay.
Up.
This is, I think I had a relative to do this, but we don't talk about it. Marry the gayest guy you can find. You both have your side bits. You have enough money. And then you're under the Nazi radar, you know.
Yeah.
She likes kids.
And I'm sorry, but there's not a gayer guy you could find than Georg around. Like,
so what do you... I need you to go...
But now it's all I can think about.
I need you to go deeper into this. Like, what
Listen,
so gay about Georg?
Look, everything. Everything. Look at his face. He just has gay energy. Every gay vibe, right? Like, everything he says when she's like, but they're children. And he's like, and I'm their father. Good night. And he gets, like... The way he talks, the way his face is just, like, constantly smirking and, like, sassy. He's a sassy bitch. That's what he is. That man is a sassy, sassy bitch. And I'm sorry, but, like, I know we're headed there. When they do sing that song at the end and they, like, sing that song in the gazebo. And, like, listen, I get it. I get the time period the movie was made in. But I'm sorry, even this movie cannot stand to show us these two kissing, right?
And necking. Like, they necked.
And we get to that scene where they're making out in the gazebo and, like, and Kelsey was laughing because she was like, oh, I don't know. Like, are you sure you, because we'd had this running conversation about showing this movie to our kids. And she was like, are you sure you want to show this to the girls? Like, straight people are kissing. And I literally paused the movie and I was like, excuse me, those are not two straight people kissing. That is the worst kiss ever put to film. They look so awkward and uncomfortable. Like,
it's also like pitch black. They're like, we cannot show you this. It's too.
It's pitch blue and it's silhouette.
And
if you.
No, they're just, they like, they do that classic, the like, I'm just gonna like smush my closed mouth into your closed mouth and like awkwardly rub our closed mouths against each other a little bit in the pitch darkness that this movie's gonna show you, because that's how awkward this would have been. And beyond that, okay, they have that whole conversation where he's like, do you know when I first fell in love with you? Like, it was when you sat down on that pine cone. And she's like, I fell in love with you when you blew that whistle. And I'm like, cool. So, like, you're both lying. Like, this is you flagging to each other that you're both like, I'm clearly not in love with you. And so I'm going to pick, like, the most ridiculous example time that I could name to have been like, I fell in love with you when you did this terrible thing that I hated. Like, bullshit.
Hers was, yeah, hers was, his was about her was when she had something up her butt too. Yeah. So
we all know what that means.
If you took out of that, because that's one of my all-time favorite scenes of any movie. I love the gazebo scene. I love that song. But if you took the captain out, replaced him with the Baroness, and she sings, I must have had a wicked childhood, splooge. Like,
yeah,
that.
Yeah. Yeah, both of them singing about their complicated childhood. And, like, I mean, come on, dude. It's just, these are two gay people being like, so we're both on the same page, right? Like, yes, correct. Also gay, here to beard up. Let's get these kids away from the fucking Nazis. Here we go. Yeah.
Maria comes back smelling like cigarettes. She's got some lipstick on her neck and smushed on the side of her face. Liesl's like, cool. This time I'll help you out.
Where have you been for a month? Like, yeah. Visiting
Vienna.
You know.
Yeah.
I also do feel like, so we watched like the movie Colette. Mm-hmm. Have you seen it?
Mm-hmm.
Like there's.
Oh, you should watch it.
I forget
you'll,
the character.
You'll enjoy it.
I still forget the character.
I've watched Ammonite like 10 times. I haven't made God. It to Colette yet.
Okay, so there's this character.
It's like Ammonite, but also actually very gay.
Yes. Okay. So I watched.
I feel like gayer. I haven't even seen Ammonite.
No,
I
you
know
haven't seen Ammonite.
Gay, but
there's the sex scene in Ammonite cannot be replaced
by
anything.
You say that. I know. You're into every sex scene, Ellie. There's not a sex scene
that is true.
You don't like.
Pretty fucking good, though.
It's a really good sex scene. But that's the only part I will watch. I watched it once and I can't really watch
it. Well,
the rest
I've only
of the
seen
movie
it
again.
Twice the whole way through. I've seen the sex scenes. Seven or eight times on the road, you know.
That's
what you do.
Yeah. But my point is, I forget the character's name, but there's a character in Colette that's like super rich, wears suits, like is gender fluid and is like dating Colette and is like in a very queer relationship. And basically, like they say, the only reason I can be like I am in this time period is because of how rich I am. Like no one's going to say shit to me about my gender expression because I'm rich. Like I can do whatever I want. And I feel like that's the Baroness.
Oh, yeah.
Like, she is so rich. She has so much money. She's like, I could literally do whatever I want. If I just wanted to have Maria and, like, never have another human being in this house again and just we just, like, sleep together constantly, I have enough money that we can live that way.
Yeah. Mm. And Max that's is like, yeah, that's movie. Why I'm here. Max is like, I'm just happy to be the kept best friend. Yeah, sure.
For entertainment.
They've been a great couple, I think, the Baroness and Maria. Oh, I have their ship name too. Mm.
Yes, yeah. Hit us.
Obviously, it would be Mare Bear.
Oh my God.
What a cute ship name too. Like it's
I'm
perfect.
So here for it.
Cuz I was like the Mariness? No.
Mare Bear.
The Bar Nun.
Great.
The Bar Nun.
Bar Nun's pretty good. Yeah.
Bar Nun's good too.
But I thought Mare Bear was cuter.
Mare Bear might be the best ship name we've ever done on one of these, I'll be honest.
Ever.
I did my job here. My job
you
is
did
done.
Great.
I came Ever. With a movie off your list. I think it's really gay.
It's so gay. Are there any other things we have to say about this gay film?
I have one more note, which is just so sorry, I can't believe I forgot this when we were talking about Sister Berta at the beginning. I also love the like twist reveal at the end that they're like, also the nuns are car mechanics, obviously. Like sure.
I'm so glad you brought that up because I would have finished watching it a second time tonight and been like, and the carburetors, they know I accidentally did this very complicated.
They're like, oh, forgive
maneuver.
Me, we have sinned. And she's like, how did you sin? And they're like, we know fucking cars, Reverend Mother. Okay, like, please, come on.
I mean, how else have we sinned today besides the car? Okay, the car thing. You're talking about
they're like
thing.
Just with each other, do you mean? Or like just in general? Like, okay. Getting
also,
specific.
One more thing about Georg and Maria is like they literally kiss once and they're like, so we should get married immediately.
Yeah.
Like, first of all, even if they weren't each other's beards, very gay move. Like, let's say they actually are in love with each other. It's just like, I'm in love with you. Let's get married tomorrow.
Like, while they're kissing, one of them brings in a cat.
He literally is like, so who do I ask to marry you after one kiss?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And also when they get back from their honeymoon and the kids are like, they're like, Maria, Maria, or Fräulein Maria. And he's like, and then one of them's like, I mean, mother. And he gives her this little wink, right? Like this little sly, sassy wink or something. And he's like,
Georg probably calls her mother too.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, there's one other character we missed.
Okay, who?
Frau Schmidt.
Frau Schmidt, yes. The house manager.
The house manager is so gay.
Yeah.
So gay.
Who's just she like, gay with? I hope she has a girlfriend somewhere.
I feel I'm like sure she does.
Reverend Mother. I think they'd be a good match.
Yes. She's sneaking off on the weekends on the bus.
She takes the tram.
They're kissing through the gate. Yeah. I'm here for it.
So gay. So gay.
Frau Schmidt. Yeah.
I just forgot about her and I was like, that's a gay woman if I've ever seen one.
Okay, so do we have any other ships? Or is there anyone else
okay,
we can
so
ship
Maria
in this?
And the Baroness. What about Georg and Uncle Max?
Oh, yeah, Georg and Max.
Gay Max.
For sure.
Gay Max.
Gay Max.
Gay yep.
Max. Like Big Hero 6.
Yeah.
He's Gay
Max.
Gay Max.
Gay
Max.
Georg.
I'm here to service you.
Georg just like is going to make the gayest ship names.
He really is.
I would say those are the main ones. Frau Schmidt and Mother. Reverend Mother.
Mother Frauer. No. Schmidt Mother.
Mm-hmm. Schmidt Mother.
Yeah. Holy Schmidt.
Yes.
Perfect.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Just nailing these.
I can name ship names for days.
What
Listen,
about
we
Maria
should bring you
and...
back when we do this section most of the time because we're they're bad. We come
what
up
about
with bad
Sister?
Ship names.
I thought Sister Margareta and Sister Berta maybe were together.
Okay.
Like they're like yin and yang. Berta Retta.
There sound like a menu item.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Burgeretta.
I'll have a Burgeretta.
Perfect. That one confused nun. I don't know her name.
Oh, what is her name? I love her. She's an angel.
Is that Sister Incredible. Sophia? No, Sister.
Could be.
I don't remember all their names.
Wasn't there like a Mary Helen or something?
Was it Marnie also, Nixon? Who was. Which one was.
Yeah, also their name. I mean, their all their names are gay names.
Oh, yeah.
Like Berta.
Margaret.
Sister Pam. Sister Deb.
Yeah. No, literally, I had like Sister Pat. Sister Elaine. You're like.
Yeah.
Ladies. My Sister Pat was the teacher at my school who also coached the softball team. Come on, Pat. We all know. But yeah, I think those are our main ships. This has been a wild should have been gay ride, but we all can agree. Sound of Music should have been gay.
And it is kind of gay. I think
it is.
Landed that it can be gayer, but it's pretty gay.
It's got a lot of gay. All right, you ready? We're going to do our Q and gay. We're going to ask you some questions, multiple choice or yes or no. Here we go. All right, here we go.
Q. Q. And. Gay.
Question number one. What's the gayest song in The Sound of Music? A, My Favorite Things. B, How Do You Solve a Problem Like Maria? C, Climb Every Mountain. Or D, Lonely Goat Herd?
Favorite Things.
Mm. That girl's.
It's the girls in white dresses, yeah.
Bust the girls in white dresses for me.
And girls in white dresses.
Yep. Sounds right.
Sorry.
Okay. What's your flirting technique out of A, bring my guitar, B, wet dress contest, C, puppetry, or D, throw a gay party?
Bring my guitar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If my wife was in the room right now, she would just be like, it's guitar. Just say guitar. Just say anything
it.
Else you're
just
lying.
Do it.
Say guitar. Mm-hmm. I know you want it to be a party or puppetry. It's a guitar.
Did you use your guitar when you were first dating?
I did.
What did you do?
And it
played
worked.
My wife a song.
What song?
That I wrote specifically for her.
Oh,
wow.
My gosh. Sold. Yeah. Sold.
Yeah. That's some gay
and
shit.
That really covered up what a hot alcoholic mess I was at the time. So
incredible.
She fell for it. She fell for it. Got to keep her.
There you go.
Amazing.
16 years later, jury's still out.
Still impressed. All right. Question number three. Who is the gayest person in The Sound of Music? A, Maria, B, Georg, C, Sister Berta, or D, Uncle Max?
I mean, I want it to be Maria, but I think it's Uncle Max.
Mm.
And I think he's gayer than Georg.
He's just like canon.
He's
gay.
Out.
He's
definitely out.
Yeah, like he's like,
this
hi,
is not
Heather.
Us. Yeah, this is
you
not us like, reading.
Like-
yeah, exactly.
Max is just sitting in the background watching the Baroness and Maria, and he's like sipping a martini being like, meow, yeah, like, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep, sounds right.
It's Max.
Yeah.
It's Max.
Okay, question four, tough question. Would you go after Maria or the Baroness?
Maria.
I figured that would be conflicting for you, you know? We had no idea. No idea who you'd pick.
It's all Maria. It's always been you. She's my
from
girl
the second
in white
she
dress.
Sat on the pine cone.
Yeah.
You were in love.
That's right. I mean, I liked her way before. I think it was, like you said, the gayest run into a scene. She ran in gaily.
Yes.
And then was just like, fuck. Like, yes. And I'm like, oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Sounds right. Final question. What's the gayest thing about Maria? A, the haircut. B, the outfits. Or C, joining the convent.
I'm going to go with the hair. I think her gay hair led her gayness. It was like, was it Samson whose power lied in his hair? I think Maria's gayness is in her hair.
That beautiful hair.
Oh, yeah. Outfits were pretty fucking gay too. Even the kids were like, bitch, that's an ugly dress.
She did not give a shit.
I'm going to change the outfit because if little Austrian children who are like taught to behave are just like, ew, that's gay.
A full lesbian. All our other governesses were straight.
You're the first lesbian governess we've had.
And that's why we'll keep you.
You like this frog. That's why we're putting it in your pocket, because kids love frogs.
Yeah. You just looked outdoorsy to us, that's all.
Incredible. Well, this has been an absolute blast. Thank you so much for hanging out with us, this gay old Vienna.
My pleasure.
So tell our listeners where they can find you on social media and if you have anything coming up.
Sure. Hi, I'm on, I've got a website. It's called KristenKey.com. It's Kristen with a K and then two I's somewhere throughout that name. So K-R-I-S-T-I-N. Someone once I was like, it's Kristen with two I's. You're like, K-R-I-I-S-T. I'm like, nope, not in a row. Not in a row. Kristen with two I's, one vagina. Nope. Kristen, K-R-I-S-T-I-N. KEY.com, KristenKey.com, and you can find me on all my social media. I have a couple of things that I do. I do a weekly live show. It's called Friday Live at 5. It's real fun, and there's a bunch of people that come on. Anyway, and then I have a podcast called Kristen Knows Blank. It has turned into a monthly podcast, so check it out.
Very nice.
Awesome.
Thank you so much. What a blast.
This was so fun. I would do this all day. Thank
That's
you for
having
me.
That's why we do
on.
It every week.
Let me hear you say hip, 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 hip.
We love hearing from all of you. We love continuing to build this community. So we just want to shout out some of our favorite things every episode. And this episode, we want to start with first shouting out a user on Twitter, at Rain Chi-Chi, who seems to have discovered our Hocus Pocus 2 episode with Mia Amani Jones, and who was just a big fan of, like, Cassie and Becca and their jealous secret lesbian ex, and asking for some fan fiction exploring that storyline. And so, listen, if someone has that fan fiction,
send it.
Please and thank you, send it to us.
Yes. Also on our Instagram, we want to shout out Bonsai Bonnie One, who commented on one of our recent posts about our P-Suite episode with Colette. We love P-Suite. Colette so much. And so this episode was hilarious. Colette was so funny and had a great rapport with you two. I hadn't actually seen the movies. I watched them all after listening to the pod. Like Hallmark Christmas movies, but so much chaos.
You're welcome for that experience. Yes. Ellie did finally go back and watch the third one, everyone.
And can confirm everything you said was accurate. Yep. You described it perfectly.
And as always, we want to thank our Lesbian Jesus patrons, Mark Foster,
Tanya Ferguson,
Sarah and Julia,
Alana Rosen,
Lizette Stye,
Amy Benitez,
and Fiona W.
And our King Princess patrons, Amy and Ellen,
Leah Henley,
Andrea Doucette,
and Julia Gonzalez.
Thank you all so much for your support. We could not make the show without you.
Remember, you can also find us on all the social medias. We are on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and TikTok at Les Hangout Pod.
You can email us at leshangoutpod@gmail.com.
And you can check out our website at leshangoutpod.com.
Whatever app you use for podcasts, make sure you subscribe so you'll be the first to know when new episodes drop.
We also have videos going up on our YouTube channel, and you can subscribe at youtube.com/leshangoutpod to catch those.
Let's Hang Out is an independently produced show hosted by us with audio production by me. Our production assistant is Kristen Murison and Twitter shenanigans by Lee Holmes Foster.
If you want to help support our little independent team, there are so many things that you can do. The first is you can leave us a rating and a review on whatever app you use to listen to podcasts. It helps new people find the show.
If you want to support us and join our Patreon family, you can do that at bit.ly/lespatreon. You get access to our Patreon-only Discord chat, ad-free episodes, and also our Patreon bonus episodes. Our next one on Chasing Amy is coming out next week. You can join at bit.ly/lespatreon.
If you want to deck yourselves out in some Les Hangout merch, we have all of our designs available on our TeePublic. You can get them on t-shirts and tank tops and hoodies and I don't even know what, totes, all sorts of stuff. You can find all of our designs at bit.ly/lesshop.
And remember, we have a queer production company making queer podcast musicals with guaranteed happy endings. You can find everywhere at Dollar Bean Prod.
Or at our website, which is at dollarbeanproductions.com.
You can listen to all the episodes of our first show, The Flame, on any podcast.
And if you want to help support us in making more musicals, you can join our Patreon specifically for that at bit.ly/dollarbeanpatreon. We are hard at work. We have been recording already, doing sessions for Journey to the Heart, our next show. And we are super excited for everyone to hear it.
If you want to follow us individually, you can follow me at elliebridgetta on Instagram.
And you can follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at LSHFoster.
With that, I'm Ellie.
And I'm Lee.
And let's hang out again soon.
Let's hang out.